Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Returning to the program, we're four games into the 2019 season. Here to get a scouting report from what he has seen so far from Lamar Jackson. Coach, quarterback guru, mentor, let's welcome back to the show, Joshua Harris. Coach, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
It's good to hear from you. 109.4 quarterback rating, Coach. What has it been like for you watching the first four games of this season?
I'm sure just like all the fans, it's been kind of a roller coaster, been some highs, some lows, you know, but it's what I expected.
Now, Joshua, let's go back to when he was at Louisville. What you saw fundamentally at Louisville, how much has he changed and improved from that time at Louisville till now?
I think there's been significant change, but I think like any learner, there's times where it reverts back to old habits, and I think we've seen a little bit of that in the last couple weeks. But there has been significant change, but again, old habits die hard, as we all know.
Now, we told you we would talk to you each quarter. We're after the first quarter. Give me your, you know, strengths, weaknesses, grade, breakdown after the first quarter, and what you're telling Lamar.
Yeah, so we talked yesterday, and overall, I'm pleased. You know, it would be a passing grade. Just overall strengths. One of the things I noticed early on, especially the first couple games, Dolphins, Cardinals games, was his rhythm, which is something we talked about heavily, was having his own rhythm, just looking calm and comfortable. And I've seen that. Like, it's his team. For the most part, he's been very comfortable in the pocket, and I think that showed in, again, passer rating, just touchdowns, throwing the ball downfield, and even mechanically. So that's been a huge strength. Again, you know, we talked prior to the season, you know, and I think we called it, right? We talked about player of the week, and he was at the first week.
Yep.
But, you know, we're seeing the higher completion percentage. We're even seeing better balls downfield. So all of those things are strengths. You know, he's already surpassed his touchdown total from last year. So all of those things are strengths. Some of the weaknesses I've seen, especially in the last couple games, creeping up, is we're reverting back to some old habits fundamental-wise. And I also would say I see his processor kind of speeding up in a negative way, right? He's kind of rushing a little bit. And so I talked to him a little bit about that lately.
Yeah. But overall, you know, you know what I like best about Lamar, Joshua? I love his play personality. I just love the way he carries himself, you know, and he shows his enthusiasm. That's the thing that I really like about him.
Yeah, Lamar is a great leader, and he's a natural leader. Like, this is not manufactured, and I think everybody can tell it. Like, you know, some guys always say the right thing, and they say it in the right tone. Lamar's as genuine as they come, and when you see him, it's like, man, this is a good kid. You know what I mean? And he genuinely cares about his teammates. He's excited when they do things well, and he's demonstrative. He shows it. And I think that's what makes people love him. You know what you're getting when you meet him.
Okay, so we're getting ready to start quarter number two. What do you want to see? What have you told him you want to see in quarter number two now that quarter number one is over? They're 2-2.
So, and this is what we talked about yesterday. I told him, I said, one thing is I want you to go back the Dolphins tape. And it's not so much the five touchdowns. It's not so much the completions. But look at the rhythm of your body. Look how calm you were. And, again, part of that was maybe because of the competition, but it doesn't matter. You've got to have this calmness and this comfortability no matter who's across the line of scrimmage for you. So I want you to stay there. And the other thing is we're reverting back to a couple old habits. And I told him last week his base got a little bit narrow a few times. And what that caused was
ball sales.
An inaccurate ball.
Yep.
Yeah, ball sales. and even one we had in the dirt, you know what I mean? And so I'm telling them, listen, even when the game's going on and stuff, it's about that discipline, which was our word of the summer. We've got to stay disciplined, and I want him to get back on that. Like I know he was locked in the beginning of the season. Let's lock back in there in the second quarter.
I think he's done a very nice job of protecting the football. So whatever you guys worked on with that, that looks like, you know, you've kind of fixed, because he did have fumbling issues.
Right. Yeah. So no, we're not fumbling ball. So, and I'm sorry, that is another thing I'm very pleased with. You know, he had the interception streak, but yeah, we're not seeing the ball on the ground. So he's, you know, working on that. He's focused on that. We're not seeing it. And even the interceptions, look at it. Tried to make a play, deep game, you know, ended up really kind of being like a punt. And then the other interception was a tip ball. You know what I mean? So he's taking very good care of the ball this year.
Yeah, and you know, playing better defenses and going on the road to Pittsburgh, you know, it's going to be a hostile environment. They have a good defensive front. They're going to be after him. He's doing a nice job scrambling around. And the other thing, Joshua, he's doing a good job of, he's not taking big hits.
Yeah. Well, and that's what he always tells me. Because I'm like everybody else. Lamar is running, getting hit. He's a coach. I know how to not take a hit. And, you know, he shows it. So I always say it, but he always gives me that answer. And, you know, I can't argue with him because he has always been, you know, he's always smart enough to get down or to move his body to the side to make sure he's not taking that big blow.
Now, with the bye week coming up, like I think in 3 weeks, will you get a chance to get with him then again, like a refresher course or no?
Don't know yet. I'm going to try to. We're going to see. It also depends on where I'm at in my season, if I can sneak away for a little bit. But, yes, that is the plan. You know, just maybe even just a day of us doing some stuff. But that is to be determined.
So the predictions that you gave us for the season, what you wanted, the 65%, I would say that you got to be extremely pleased with, because he's hitting the ones that he needs to hit.
Yes. And when you just said that, I started to smile because you're absolutely right. Like he's hitting, as I call it, the layups.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
The ones you're supposed to get.
He did miss one Sunday to Marquise, but otherwise, yes.
He did. And we talked about it. And so he did it, like you said. But yes, he's getting those. And again, I know we may look at it in the prism of this season, but you know, I'm kind of looking at it long term, and I'm like, okay, he hasn't even started 16 games yet, right?
Right.
In his career.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, over the long haul, first we just need to make the easy ones, you know, and then from there we'll continue to get better and better at making the hard ones or the ones that people say, whoa, you know what I mean? So. Right now, I'm very pleased that, for the most part, like you said, we missed one last week, but he's making the easy throws. And I think that's the base and the foundation of every great quarterback.
So what's our grade after the first quarter? Like a B?
Yeah, I'll say we're at a B. We're at a B. You know, like I said, I'm happy. Man, I wish it was 3-1 at least, or 4-0. But, you know, we're at 500 because he's a guy who always thinks about wins. If I even mention individual, he'll bring up the team. So I got to start there. Would rather be 4-0 and 3-1, but 2-2, you know, we're not a losing record, and just the things he's been doing, I'm happy, above average B, but there are things to get better.
Joshua Harris, quarterback guru coach for Lamar Jackson. Coach, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We'll talk to you in about 5 weeks. How's that sound?
Good luck to your season, too, man.
Thank you very much.
Right. Joshua Harris, everybody. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.